The frightening, alarming, real-life tale show firmly sides in evidence-based information, self-fact-checking, and credible news sources. Be vigilant for fake news and disinformation, and always question sources. We want to emphasize learning about the horrors of the past so that we are not doomed to repeat it in the future. We encourage you to exercise your right as a citizen of your country, hold your leaders accountable for injustices that your society faces, and vote for leaders that have a good track record, experience, and advocacies that you believe in. You are never too young to participate in national discourse. Educate yourself on the issues of your country and become a voice in your social circles, art, and activities. Your voice matters because when one person stands, you inspire others to stand up as well. The frightening, alarming real-life tale show deals with some pretty heavy topics that are related to true crime and supernatural stories. Listener discretion is advised. So the last time we talked about the horrors of, well, sorry, hold on. Can we try that one more time?
Yeah, cool. Last, I can last, delete last, this. Last. Let me delete this.
No, we're not deleting it. This is, let's try one more time.
Fine.
1, 2, 3, go. So, the last time we talked about the horrors of the deep, now we're gonna take a look at the stars.
This is the frightening, alarming, real-life tales show.
The show where we talk about real-life scariest stories. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so scared?
909 lying down dead. One third of them were children.
She would swoop down and drain the blood of the infant.
Everyone in London knows that this place is one of the most haunted places.
It's haunted as fuck.
This place is haunted as fuck. God.
So sit back, relax, and try to go crazy with fright.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the frightening, alarming real-life tale show, the horror comedy podcast, where we talk about real-life scariest stories. I'm Andrew, and I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so... I'm just singing the theme song again. Okay, right.
Nice.
Hi, Nins.
Hi.
You know, I have been obsessed with these two-sentence stories. Two-sentence horror stories.
Yeah, we talked remember about last this time? Before. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, last time we talked about the bad ones. And mm-hmm. I actually forgot to share like the good ones. So I want to share some of the good ones that I found. Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, here's one. There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I live alone.
Oh.
Ooh. Creepy.
I'm picturing at night, he would like, this person would like, you know, sleepwalking, and then like, they would like take selfies of themselves while sleepwalking or something. I don't know, that's what I'm picturing though.
Alright, here's another one. I sobbed as my daughter begged me not to pull the trigger. It gets harder and harder to kill her each time she returns.
Oh. That's good.
Right? It's so good.
That was like really good. I agree.
All right.
That one's really good.
I got more.
Yes. Go.
All right. This one's messed up. I like this one. Sorry. I like this one because it's genius. Okay. Not because I like what's happening. Okay. Don't twist my words. Okay.
So that's about all right.
Please. All right. Here we go. Please, take me instead, I scream, grabbing at the two men who took my child. Sorry, ma'am, children only, they said as they continue loading up the last lifeboat on the ship.
Oh, damn, the twist.
The twist.
Damn.
Like, you were thinking that they were being taken away by these men.
Kidnappers
but no,
like, or some
she,
shit.
She's actually just, like, trying to save herself.
Yeah, I was like, bro, that twist.
Okay, here's one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably do last two.
Okay.
I must admit, lucid dreaming is really as amazing as people say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, wait, one more time. Let me do that again. I must admit, lucid dreaming really is as amazing as people say. But after 2 years, I'd like to wake up again.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Are you okay? Who's that in the background?
Sorry. Children in the streets. Cause like
Wait, they sounded like they were in your room.
No, cause my mic picks up so much stuff. It's like my mic is really good.
Your microphone is just so good that it picks up everything around you.
Mm, yeah. I see. I'm pretty sure if I fart, it's gonna pick up my fart.
please. Ew, Nins, why would you do that?
Sorry.
Jesus.
You sweat. All right.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Okay. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't help.
Damn. I think I've read that one before. I think I've read that one. That's good, though. That's so good.
It's the same. I think another one that's like really famous is honey, come get your supper. Mm-hmm. And then the other sentence is like,
I don't have a wife.
Did you hear something? Did you hear that too? Mom said, it was like my mom called me downstairs because it was time to have dinner. And then the next sentence was, my mom from the closet hiding peeks out and says, honey, don't go down there. I heard that too. That's one of the most famous two sentence horror stories ever. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
That's good. It's really good. Makes me think of horror movies or like the books and series. Like that's what it makes me think of. Diba?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So like, it's like thinking like, what is your favorite horror science movie or series or book?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of fiction, I guess mine would definitely be Alien, like the series Alien. Mm. You know, with the xenomorph.
Yeah.
That one. This is one of my favorite sci-fi movies, horror sci-fi stuff, and I guess the other one is The War of the Worlds. Because I don't know if you know, but The War of the Worlds actually influenced like a lot of the stuff that we do here in the podcast. So the one that they did with Orson Welles. So I think you can find that specific broadcast online. And I think we listened to it. We listened to it, right? Yeah, we listened to it on the podcast. And we talked about it on the show. Yeah, but yeah, that's one of my big, those two series are such huge influences to me for my love of horror stuff. What about you?
Honestly, like, the first thing that came to mind, like, right now is this animated show called Kipo. I think that's
Is that sci-fi horror?
Kinda. It's Kipo and the Wonder Beast. It's like we're like in a weird future that like there's this girl who can sort of transform herself because of like how like nature changed and so on. That's how I remember it. I'm pretty sure it's not exactly, but that's how I remember it. Cause it's like the whole science of it. Now like they're trying to understand what she really is. Cause like no person or like being at that time, because again, it's like future, like where evolution has changed so drastically, and then she was able to like sort of adapt herself, her body, into like being able to change into like different creatures and such. That's pretty interesting, though. It's in Netflix. Hmm.
Netflix. How many seasons?
I think two, one or two. I don't remember. It's been a while, but like it's really, really good, though.
Mm-mm. I might watch it then. Hello?
Hello. Hi. So yeah, okay. Let me know if you've seen it and such. Sorry, my brain just lagged.
I was like, issue, what? Hello? What, did you cut out or something? Okay. All right. Speaking of horror, sci-fi, movie stuff, today's episode is going to be about It Came From Space. So all of the stories that we're going to be talking about, like, came from space. So, I remember you did, we did an episode about UFOs, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. I remember you talked about the blob, which is sort of like, you know, it can never dethrone the bloop, but, you know, you tried. The blob, it was okay. It was, it came from space. There's that, right? And
it's scary, though.
Yeah, when we come back, you guys, we are going to be sharing. Well, I am. I'm going to be sharing something that is actually in the official CIA files.
Oh.
So, we'll be right back.
I like to have a good time when I listen to my horror podcast.
Her left arm was chopped
so,
off.
Oh, that's so... Oh my god, really?
Caused a panic all over the country.
Prolonged their deaths for like months and months.
The frightening, alarming, real-life tale show is my horror podcast. My horror podcast. That's
give
it?
Give pause it.
Man, this is your scary part.
Be scared and laugh hard with a frightening, alarming, real-life tales show. Every Friday on all major podcasting platforms. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
There's a story for you in this hand of mine. You can't stop the things I do. I lie. Searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back, and there's hell to pay. There's a story for you, and this hand of mine.
Yeah. Woo. Okay, all right. Nins, so
yes.
My story, right? Again, I say it again. This report came from the official CIA files that they released. I read through the file. It's only like what, 4 pages? And I can actually link the report on the show notes. So if you want to check that out, it's over there. Right. So I'm gonna tell the story very dramatically. Okay, so just imagine it's in the middle of the night. Ring, ring. The telephone rang in the Lake Heath, England Radar Air Traffic Control Center. It was a pleasant August. Shut up. I'm trying to be dramatic here.
Sorry. I mean, like, late at night, someone rings off. I'm gonna fucking hang up. No, thank you. Good night.
No, it's it was in the England Radar Air Traffic Control Center.
So
there would be someone there like, working
call.
The night shift. Yes, yes.
Okay.
It was a pleasant August evening in 1956 when it rang. When the officer picked up the phone, a man said on the other line, "Do you have any targets on your scopes traveling at 4,000 miles per hour?" By the way, that's like 1,111.11 kilometers per hour. I checked. And the man on the phone was from the Ben Waters Ground Control Approach Radar Installation. So these two people, the Lake Heath is a traffic control center for like airplanes and stuff like that. And the other one is a Ben Waters, which is sort of like an extension, but like it's in a farther away place, but sort of like closer. Does that make sense?
I think.
Yeah, but can you picture it? I hope you can.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to.
So apparently, Ben Waters, let's just call the base Ben Waters, okay? Heath,
okay.
Lake and Heath, and Ben Waters.
Ben
so
Waters,
apparently,
okay.
Ben Waters had tracked at least 3 different instances where there was an unidentified flying object that traveled at similar speeds. So 3 times they noticed this UFO flying sort of like at the same speed, which is like 4,000 miles per hour. And what it would do... Now, when I say like UFO, like it doesn't just mean aliens, right? It could mean anything. It could be a fighter jet. Yeah. It could, as long as it's flying and you can't identify it. That's an unidentified flying object. So, there were three different cases where, So the three different cases were said to accelerate at high speeds in one direction. So they would go 4,000 miles per hour, like let's say east, and then they would stop at around 3 to 6 minutes, and then they would go again.
Mm.
So
it this keeps was going so burr and stop yeah, and burr.
Okay. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. And Heathen, Lake and Heathen, Lake and Heath, Lake and Heath, like, saw this and confirmed it. Like, wow, this is strange. Can we, like, investigate this? So, Lake and Heath sent a pilot to investigate.
So, see what's
like,
up.
Like, yeah, he went and flew to the direction of where the unidentified flying object was. And when the pilot arrived at the spot, he actually came back with a visual confirmation that there is a UFO. Like, I don't know what this flying thing is, but it's here. It exists. And he got confirmation to aim his big weapon, his big plane weapon at it, and like shoot it down. But before he could shoot, but before he could press the trigger, the UFO immediately disappeared.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Interesting. Interesting. Creepy. Ooh, spooky. So, according to the pilot, it was the clearest target he had on radar. So this is like, this is them talking about it like after the event. So according to him, he had the clearest target on radar. And it was and then he realized, vanished. But then it was then, so it when it vanished, he was like, where the fuck did it go? And then he realized that the UFO had shown up behind him and it began to tail him. Like it began to fly towards him. Probably, I don't know, like to abduct it or something. And of course, the pilot was scared for his life, so he began trying to lose the UFO. He tried to, you know, you do all of the maneuvers he knew, and he was unsuccessful. It. Yeah. Basically, the UFO kept chasing him and kept chasing. Like it was very hard to, like, lose it. The pilot is panicking, and all this time, Lake and Heath was tracking what was happening. Like, they see this happening on the radar. The chase goes on about for, like, another few minutes. But then the weirdest thing happened, and just as soon as it came, it went.
Okay.
So it just disappeared. So, like, in the middle of the chase, the UFO just disappeared. So it's like, whoa, okay, all right. I guess that's it. Whew, I say, I my life, I'm still alive. I'm good. So, The pilot goes back to the base, and everybody, what was it? Ben Waters and Lake and Heath had something to say, and also the pilot.
Right. What did he say?
Everybody says, everybody agrees that this happened. Like, you cannot deny, based off of the records from the radar, and based off of, like, yes, based off of like three different witnesses or three different base witnesses, this happened. But some people say this UFO can be perfectly explained with scientific reasons, right?
There should be an explanation.
All right, so some people say that it was a bunch of meteorites that that was detected in the radar, and that would like explain the high speeds and like the sudden stop, right? But others have also said that It was merely the radars that were malfunctioning, and some people said that it was also just like a collective hallucination.
Okay, that's but, interesting. Yeah. That, like. Okay.
Nah.
No, like that's what people would say. It's oh, it's just all of you just thinking about it at the same time and exactly the same thing.
So my question is, what do you think it could be? Is it an actual alien? Is it any of the things that were said? What do you think?
For me, the logical explanation would be like there are some things that are like very fast that like you would have trouble keeping up with, like probably a better fighter jet from like some other country or whatever, right? You never know. That's why it's a UFO. But like to chase you down and just be like, all right, I'm done, bye. That's weird.
All right, I'm done, bye.
it's like weird
behavior.
Yeah. Like, cause, like, here's the thing. If, like, let's say I'm a different country and you're a different country, and then I'm flying over your airspace.
What is this, Italia? What is this, Italia? Like,
Italia.
Am I Italy and you're USA? What is this, huh?
Well, like let's say I'm trying to like gather intel and whatever, right? If I noticed you spotting me, I would of course like, all right, I gotta go. You're noticing my presence, and then that's not stealthy of me, even though na like I may know that I'm faster than you, na like speed wise.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the thing to just pass. Sorry, road. So, like, let's say I know that I'm faster than you, I would just, like, leave immediately so that you won't get information about my plane.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, for me to chase you down, the intent most likely would be to, like, take you down so that you won't pass information to your country about my existence.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, to leave you alone, after all, it's just weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, weird behavior.
Or maybe, like, the UFO is just testing like how fast can you go or something like that.
Oh yeah, diba? That's true. Maybe it's getting
it's
intel.
It's a test thing. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. is this your best plane? Let me test it out, kind of thing. Right?
Let me test this. Does the pilot have a skill issue? Like he's trying to like figure it out, like if there's like any skill, is there anything wrong or something like that. Yeah that's actually like really plausible. It could have been like a plane from another country that's coming in to spy. The report says you're free to believe any of these things, like if you think that this is the most plausible explanation to what happened, then by all means, you do it. Because at the same time, nobody can agree to what happened. But
true.
Here are some things to note. So one, it was very less likely that it was meteors. And a lot of investigators have already ruled it out. Because A, if it was meteors, people would have found like meteors right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Like debris and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was like comets across the sky, I don't think the radar could like detect that. It's too high up. That is crossed out already. Number two, it being an imagination can also be ruled out because of the different angles that the UFO was seen in. So the two bases saw it, right? And the pilot saw it. So like it cannot be like a hallucination. So it happened. Because there were like three different accounts of witnesses by it, right? Yeah. And three, malfunction in radars are very unlikely as well, because the radars from both bases saw on their equipment. So it couldn't, because if it was like what, in what world would something be so broken that it broke on two different bases, right? Yeah. Like, if it broke, like, yeah, you can understand it broke, but it's very, very unlikely that it would break in two different bases at the same time. And it would show the same thing. Yeah, so...
Exactly.
those are the things that you need to think about. Now, Ninya's theory, saying that it was a UFO from a different country, could be plausible, right? But that doesn't explain the super high speed technology. 4,000 miles. 4,000 miles, Nins. 4,000 miles.
I mean, all along, here's the thing with regards to that. Like, countries, like, they develop, like, so many different technologies that they do not show the public. They do not want other countries to know and so on. Like, have you, I'm pretty sure you guys have, like, heard of the whole, like, balloon thing from China to the US and whatever, whatever.
Yeah, but, like, again, but like, yeah, this was in the 1950s. Well. This was in the 1950s. Do you think that people would have that kind of technology? What?
Aliens. Yes.
Oh, aliens. So, sorry, yeah, speaking of aliens, this is actually one of the most significant cases of UFO encounters because accounts of the same events come from different sources. So there's continuity in the testimonies and also cohesiveness from both parties. Now, like, people who believe in aliens will always go back to this file because it's like, this is the most compelling case that we have.
Mm-mm.
And the report ends with this, and I quote, "It's also certainly one of the most disturbing UFO incidents known today." Ooh, aliens. Ooh. I definitely believe it's aliens. I definitely, like for sure, it's aliens. Like, maybe the aliens were like, ooh, look at this. Look at this weird race. Look at this human race. Ooh. Or probably they wouldn't name us humans, like how we call ourselves. No. They'd probably, like, call themselves, like, they probably call us like something in their language, so kind of like, oh, look at this, like
wait,
such
no.
an interesting
Sorry, you
species.
Were, you're talking about this. It makes me think of this. There, I don't know if you've read or heard about this. There's this theory, right? The reason why we don't really see or like publicly are known like about like actual aliens or whatever is because like maybe aliens think that we are like. Death breathers or something, because of what we breathe. You've read about this one.
Yeah, what we breathe is like poison to other creatures. Like, we only adapted to breathing oxygen and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So look at this! Look at this dangerous species of like interesting. They can now fly, but they cannot go to space like us. Oh, like,
and then like a few years later, hey, we're like, hi,
hi.
Fuck. They're like, damn, no.
Oh all right, no, gotta, like, they've seen us. We gotta leave. Whee!
dear all alien right. overlords, please spare us. Thanks. Future reference.
Nins, it's your turn to tell your story.
Something for your ear hole, a tale to scare. This one talks about a murder, that one wails about a ghost, and will Nina read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holes, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories. Ninya, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she
does. It's does. Not do. Does. So, Nins, what is your story?
So, my story actually is fairly short, and I would like to put a disclaimer. Now, I don't have a source link, okay? This
Boo.
Story that I'm about to tell. Wait, and let me explain.
Boo, you hear this? You hear this?
I'm sorry. But like here, the reason why I don't have a source to be like, trust me, bro. But like the source is basically like
source is trust me, bro.
Sorry, I saw it. You're so chat. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to recognize the chat, but for those who don't know, we're recording in Andrew's tree Discord. Insert Discord here. Plug in, etc.
Yeah.
So basically, I've known about this story from like way back then. All right. I tried to look for the source. Okay, I was like looking at the source. For like every time I have like free time, now like I'm not playing Minecraft, I would try to look for the source. So all of the results, the search results, is something else that would come up. So basically, the story goes, this is from a woman who claimed that she got like she picked up a radio signal or something. Na, like, I don't remember exactly. This is the problem. This is why I really wanted to find the source, because I wanted to like give the details of the story, because I barely remember it because of how long ago this is. So basically, someone picked up a radio signal or something from outer space. All right, this signal is basically a female Russian na astronaut. This is like a legend thing, and like I don't know how true it is and so on. So this stranger picked up this distress call or whatever you want to call it. And then this person does not know how to speak Russian. I remember listening to I think it was a video or something. And then like there was like they played an audio clip, cuz I don't know, they had the audio clip of this person calling. So, I think there was no exact translation, but like some people like translated it. The person who was talking about the video about this call translated it. But basically this person got this call from this astronaut, and then like the voice of the astronaut, she sounds super duper panicked, she sounds afraid. And then it suddenly cut off. There was static and nothing, right? So the translation basically was, this is again my rough translation of what I remember, but this person was basically asking for help, saying like some of her gear isn't working right, and then she's basically stuck in space. The theory that they had from this call is that this was before like the US landed in the moon, before the whole race, a space race basically. According to the video or whatever, they were doing Russia was doing tests on like aeronautics, that like how far like can they push their thrusters, the spaceship, human test subjects. They were putting people in the spaceships that they can't guarantee. This is again alleged stuff, right? Russia, don't come for me. So
too late.
Shit.
In Russia, like, they don't come for you. You come for Russia.
So anyway, basically, this lady, this aeronautics, she was basically one of the subjects, and then like her exiting out of orbit was fine, and then she was trying to re-enter or something like that, and then like the whole re-entry wasn't good, and then like there was issues with her suit, there is issue on like her spaceship or whatever, that like led to her, apparently. This is like what they're, this is like, this whole part is like a theory, not like she basically perished, and like her ship and her just landed horribly somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah, without like, it's like a miscalculation or something in their science, tech and whatever. So yeah, so that's my story, very short, and I'm sorry with like I can't find the source of this. I would love to like send you guys the source if I could find it. I tried.
Boo.
But like everything that like comes up is like, who was the first Russian female to go to space? I'm like, that's not what I need. I need this thing.
And so yeah, I think there's like, I know there's like different cases where Russian people have discovered Russians. Like radio signals from outer space, right? Yeah. So I have this article by The Verge. It says, astronomers have picked up a strong radio signal from space, but it doesn't mean aliens. Don't get too excited just yet. So yeah, they picked up like a radio signal from space, and it was observed by these Russians in Russia.
Yes.
I didn't know how to word that anywhere. I didn't know how to word that any other different. But yeah, like they were in Russia, and then like they heard it. So it apparently came from the direction of a star called HD 164 595, which is like 95 light years away from Earth, which is like really far. And it's intriguing because the star is about the size of the sun, and it's known to have a planet in its orbit. Ooh, so could it be a planet that another also Goldilocks? Has? Yes, another Goldilocks planet, but I don't know. Damn. It's probably not, but
probably you know. Not, but like, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Granted, the planet orbits much closer to its star than Mercury orbits the sun, so probably way too toasty to support life. But it's possible that there are other planets in the system. We just don't know about it yet. So, like, yeah, kind of like how we discovered other planets really, really late, you know, until we got better equipment. So maybe it's just kind of like that. There's other planets in those stars. It's just that we can't detect them. But yeah, like, there are definitely, like, similar stories to that. I don't know, maybe it was it could have been like also inspired by, what was that one with Sandra Bullock in space?
I don't remember. I've seen like the trailer. I don't
but
remember.
Yeah, we know what we you know the movie. Yeah. I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But yeah, that interesting story. Could you imagine if like being alone in space and then the only thing you have for contact is radio? And then
like
your equipment is failing and you're like SOS SOS, please someone help me.
The person that like
it's not healthy. Yeah.
The person who picked up can't even like speak your language.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't both understand each other. And then, like, you see is the vastness of space and, like, how puny and tiny we are as humans.
Yeah. That's scary. That's scary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't think about that. Let's think about what food we're going to eat tomorrow. And
yes!
Thank you so much, Tins, for your story. So, my question is, what stuck with you? What is the one thing you will take away from today's episode?
We are tiny, insignificant, and we all have skill issues.
I would say that there are things that we cannot understand nor comprehend. And there are things that the government knows, but we do not.
Wait, I have a question, though. Like, yes. do you think it would be better for you to know the stuff the government knows or not?
I think it would be fine. I think it would be fine.
It would be fine. Okay.
I know, like, they're trying to keep things... Well, when did we turn into a conspiracy theorist podcast? We're not a conspiracy theory podcast. I'm just saying. But, like, I can kind of understand if we're going by the conspiracy theory that they're not going to be revealing any of the information because they're afraid of the public panic, right? Yeah, I understand that.
For sure.
I understand that. It's totally understandable. If the world were to panic if we found out these things... I would rather just keep it a secret. Yeah.
Sure.
But could you imagine if there were like billions of people all knowing these information, all knowing this, these informations, all knowing these things, right? And what if one of us can come up with a solution to said thing? Or maybe like a, hey, have we tried doing this? And then everyone would be like, whoa, we actually didn't think about that. Let's try it. Yeah. And then it turns out to be good. Like, the power of multiple people being able to think up of ways to fuck it up even further increases. And I love that. Yeah, like, they just ruin everything for everyone. Like, yeah. What about you? Oh, wait, you already answered. Damn. All right. Sorry. I thought I answered first, and then I was going to ask you, and then I realized, oh, wait, you answered first.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tales show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NinCFernandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything. And the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. We've got a group on Facebook that you can join. We post everything we talk about there on the show. Sorry, I can't keep lying like this. And if you've got a scary story that you would like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on all our socials. Nins, thank you so much for coming to the stream. To the podcast recording. And also to everybody who joined the recording tonight. Thank you so much. I will see everybody on the next episode. Bye.
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 Meow. Meow.